Rick Mirabella, runners.com. Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Hey, congratulations. Here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We,
So, Matt, way to start the day. I'm pumped with those applause.
One of the hardest things, I reckon, with these sort of snap lockdowns, trying to keep some sort of routine going. It's bloody hard, isn't it?
It's really tough. I reckon it affects different people at different times. But this one here, number six, of course, I think a few people have reached out already to me just really struggling. And I totally get it because I'm definitely feeling it myself, I reckon, this one.
Yeah.
So just really, Monday morning again, I'm up talking to you boys. We're up and just get it started. So there's a very much a temptation to, if you're working from home or you don't have to get out of the house or the kids are homeschooling, just to sleep right until 7:45, 8 o'clock. Just really push it back because, well, what do I have to get up for anyway? So a lot of people have already started doing that. And Friday morning they reached out to me and I really changed it. You've got to change it from the start. So you got this first day, this Monday, it has to change. You've got to say no. I set the wheels in motion now because if I let some bad habits creep in, if I sleep in, if I don't move, if I don't get out of my desk at all, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then things start to really, really spiral. And it feels like it's hard at the start. So you set your alarm the time you normally get up. If you get up at 5:30, you get up at 5:30 and you get something done. Why can't you get a walk done? Why can't you get some yoga or something done? Okay. And then why can't you just get the meals planned for the week before breakfast on a Monday or a Tuesday, that kind of stuff. So start to really prepare stuff that's going to pay you back in the long run as opposed to, oh, I just had that extra hour and a half sleep. You think you might need it. Maybe you do, but likely you don't. And it just really sets the domino effect for the rest of the week in a bad way if you do that.
Yeah.
And the sun's just creeping up a little bit earlier nowadays just to give you a little push, I reckon, Craig?
Yeah, it's great, Steve. Look, it's awesome. The mornings have been great. And to be honest, it doesn't even have to be fitness stuff, but just getting something done that's productive in the morning, we probably could easily take that easy option. You get up, you prepare some stuff for the house. You might even just get some stuff done that you know you've got to get done, whatever it is. But, of course, if you are working or homeschooling from home, scheduled exercise breaks, scheduled movement breaks, like anything, then it's not going to feel good the first 90 seconds, but it's only 15 minutes after the fact you'll feel like a different person.
Yeah. I tell you, this is a bit sad, really, but say, yesterday I thought to myself, got up and I thought, I'm going to have a doing day. You know, I'm going to do stuff so that I don't sit around and get into a
good
funk where I can't go and see my kids and blah, blah, blah. I would say by lunchtime, I had, amongst other things, car washed, vacuumed, blah, 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 had my undies, socks and hanky all sitting out on top of my jeans and top ready for work this morning, and had my cheese and peanut butter roll already made in its little container in the fridge.
Yeah, good.
And sad.
That sounds like, apart from the fact it sounds like a grade five lunchbox, that's really good, brother. And that's the productivity. That's the productivity that we speak about. And other stuff flows from that. It's not just, it doesn't just have to be always training, but other stuff really flows from that, and your energy and your vibrancy and your productivity, it just kind of parlays into something far greater. So yeah, great work, Robbo.
Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, you're saying all these things, but what if people are stuck in that staying in bed? What would you suggest would be a good way of getting out of the, what's that word they use, funk?
The funk's so common, isn't it? You've really just got to prepare and know your why, like really knowing your why. And if you don't, then there's really ways to delve deeper into that. But yeah, knowing why, like how am I going to feel? Try to look a little bit day or two into the future. How am I going to feel if I continue just to sleep in till the very last second and really leave everything in the very last minute? How am I going to feel the rest of the day? As opposed to how's Robbo going to feel when he gets up and gets all that done on a Sunday? And the Sunday night and the rest of the week just flows because of it.
Yeah. All righty. Always good advice, Rick, not just for fitness but for wellness as well, and that's so important at this time. So thanks very much for that and look forward to chatting next week.
What roll gets eaten first, the cheese or the peanut butter?
No, it's one roll, cheese and peanut butter together, mate. That is a winning combo.
Gotta be kidding me.
Have you not tried that?
No, but I might have to give it a go.
Seriously, I'm telling you, give it a crack. It is a winning combo, my friend.
He's strange in so many ways. Yeah.
I'm very glad. I'm very glad we finally got connected, so I can try. That's a great bit of info.
There you are. Take it with you, young man. Take it with you. All the best.
Thank you.
See you, Rick. Rick Mirabella from runners.com. R-U-N-N-E-Z.com.